Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to the 5 Minutes of Awesome with Ashley podcast. Welcome, welcome. You're here. You made it. I love you. You're the best. You're the bomb. I'm Ashley Watson. I am a psychotherapist turned love and empowerment coach and Kundalini yoga meditation teacher. And I'm just basically here on this planet on a mission to help women truly tap into the love within themselves so that they can embody that, so that they can honor it, so that they can treasure it. And really, in that treasuring of that love within themselves, expand into the life that they desire, the life that they desire in relationships and in their career and in just the feeling and flow of the universe and in life in general. That's what I do. That's what I do, and I love what I do. I'm passionate about what I do. If you are interested ever in working with me, go check out my website, www.ashleywatson.com, or you can always, always come and hang out with me on the Instagram, and my handle is ashley.e.watson. And so while we got all of that out of the way, let's dive into tonight's topic. So I'm so excited about today's topic because it really, really piggies back on yesterday's topic, right? And yesterday's topic was like, why you need to stop buying your own bullshit, girl, right? Because you will buy your excuses, you will buy your complaints, you will buy all of the things to justify why you are not doing what you are supposed to be doing. Am I right or am I right? Like, I know that I am not alone in that mess. And so what I wanted to talk to you guys about today is what it is that you can start doing right now, or what it is that you need to start stopping buying your own bullshit. That's like the worst English ever, but like what you need to do to stop buying your own bullshit. And this is a word that I personally don't really like. It's something that I've tried to avoid my whole life, but to some degree in certain aspects of my life. So let me just tell you the word, because now I'm just getting weird. And the word that you need, the thing that you need to stop buying your own bullshit, my friend, is discipline. Discipline. Girl, you need some discipline, okay? So let me just tell you a little bit about why don't I like this word. It's because it just sounds harsh. It sounds like a punishment. It sounds like ick, like I have to be disciplined. Like who wants to draw within, you know, color within the lines? Like, you know, nobody, unless somebody who does draw inside the lines or color inside the lines, like they're only doing that so that, like, you know, things look pretty and they're following the rules and like that's a good thing or something, right? So nobody, you know, like we all want to sort of be rule breakers, right, to some extent. But like, here's the thing, is that when you really want something in your life, you want to be happy, you want to lose 10 pounds or 30 pounds or 40 pounds, you want to get into that next level in your career, you want to do that thing, right? You know, something that I'm personally working on is trying to do a headstand in yoga because I'm so scared of it, I can't do it, but I'm working on it, right? You want to do that one thing in your life. And what is the one thing that you need in order to achieve it? It is discipline. It is discipline and commitment, right? But you can't have the commitment without the discipline. And so you need to, you know, if you want to stop buying your own bullshit and you want to actually do the thing that you know that you are capable of, that you desire in this lifetime, you have to have discipline. And you cannot take your own bullshit as an excuse not to be disciplined. You can't do it. You have to make a commitment. I'm going to go to the gym 5 days a week. I'm going to meditate every single day. I am going to try to do a headstand every time that I am in yoga class until I finally get my feet above my head and I don't freak out, because I totally freak out. That's my problem. But anyway, you have to be willing to do the things that you don't want to do when you don't want to do them. And that is a discipline. Even today, right? I'm in this 90-day Kundalini meditation. Today was day 12, I think. And it's 10 p.m. my time. And I have to do a 31-minute meditation. And I didn't want to do it. But I made this commitment that I am going to do 90 days of this 31-minute meditation. And so, like, I freaking did it. Did I like doing it? No. Was it fun? Not really. Would have been better if I did it this morning? Of course. But I didn't do those things. And so I made the commitment to myself, and so I did it. I did it. And here's the thing. If I can do these kinds of things for myself, girl, you can do so much for yourself. And I know it. It's possible for you. But you gotta start small. If you set your expectations up too high, if you're never going to the gym and you say, I'm gonna go to the gym 7 days a week, like, I love you so much, and maybe you won't fail, but like, chances are you will a little bit, right? And then it's gonna be harder to pick yourself back up. So make the deal. Go twice this week. You can find two times this week, and then if you go for a third time, it's a bonus, right? Like, start small and build yourself up to the action, the goal that you desire, because baby steps are what it takes for you to get the big goal. They're all baby steps to get to the big goal. And so I love you and I want you to achieve your big goals. So try putting some discipline into your life, because self-discipline is really showing yourself that you love you, you respect you, and you treat you with the utmost kindness, respect, love, and appreciation. I love you guys so much. Let me know what you think. Don't forget to review this. Give me 5 stars if you like this stuff. And I will see you tomorrow. Bye.